Chapter 41. The sun was getting lower in the sky by the time Jesse turned off the Concord Turnpike into the bowling alley's parking lot. Vinnie Morris's name appeared nowhere on the deed to the building that housed the bowling alley, nor on the incorporation papers for the firm that owned and ran it. In fact, Vinnie Morris's name did not appear on a single document that in any way connected him to the bowling alley. But there wasn't a soul who knew anything about the Boston underworld who doubted the place was Vinnie's. Jesse had come to see Vinnie many times, and every time he did, he was forced to dance the same dance with the person at the front desk. It didn't matter who was behind the desk, man or woman, young or old, tall or short, thin or fat. They all played dumb. "Tell Vinnie Jesse Stone is here to see him." This time it was a woman behind the desk. 20-something, with a thick Irish accent.
"Come again," she said. "Vinnie, you say?"
"No, sorry, I don't think there's anyone by that name here, sir."
Jesse took out his chief's shield. "Just call him back and tell him I'll be at the bar." He didn't bother to wait for her to parry with him, much as he enjoyed her brogue. He turned, walked straight to the bar, and sat down. He asked for a tall club soda with lime. The barman recognized Jesse from previous visits, but was unaware that Jesse had given up the drink. He put a Johnny Walker Black on ice down in front of him. Jesse didn't hesitate to push it away.
"No offense, but I don't drink anymore," Jesse said. "I'll take that club soda."
"For real?" the barman asked.
"For real."
The barman took the blended scotch away and tossed it in the sink. He put the club soda up in front of Jesse.
"Sorry.
No need."
"So, you really did give it up?"
Vinnie Morris had been watching and listening. Jesse turned and shook Vinnie's hand. "Cute Irish girl up front. Better than the usual fat losers you have manning the desk." Vinnie laughed.
"She's Jewish, from Sharon, an actress. She likes screwing around with the customers' heads. Her dad's one of my accountants."
"She's good. Had me fooled."
"Hey, Jesse, you mind if I have a real drink?"
"Your place, Vinnie. Your rules. I'm fine. But thanks for asking." The barman didn't wait and put a double pour of expensive bourbon in front of his boss. Jesse raised his glass. They both drank. Sat there, quietly together for a minute, looking into the mirror behind the bar.
"What can I do for you, Jesse?"
"Not so long ago, you warned me that Boston's crime would creep into paradise. You were right. It's arrived."
"I like being right. But you didn't drive down here to pat me on the back for being an oracle."
"Opioids and fentanyl-laced heroin," Jesse said.
"That stuff's all over the place. You know you got an opioid problem in this country when there's a drug just for opioid constipation that a pharmaceutical company pays millions of bucks to advertise on TV."
"We had a 17-year-old girl OD in town last week, and I think the trail leads down here."
"Not to me, it don't."
"I mean Boston. Sorry, Vinnie. I know that's not how you make your money, but you hear things."
"I do. Word around is there's a cartel out there that sells franchises like a fast food chain.
Turks, Afghans, Russians, Mexicans, Bulgarians, Israelis, Colombians,
everybody. That's the scary thing. It's not set up the traditional way. Word is the money comes out of China, and when it comes back to them, it's squeaky clean. Their hands are so far away from the product that most of the investors don't know what their front money is for. You think the DEA is playing whack-a-mole with the Mexicans? This is worse."
"Did anyone come to you to make the offer for you to buy in?" When Vinnie didn't answer immediately, Jesse had his answer.
"Yeah," Vinnie said, seeing Jesse had already guessed at the answer. "They came to me. But it was through lawyers, and nothing was ever stated that could blow back on them. It was a discussion about product and shit. All neutral words. But what was really being said and offered was understood by everyone in the room."
"Was it a good deal?"
"I didn't get to where I was turning over control of my whole life to some nameless, faceless syndicate. And you know the way I feel about drugs like that. Could you make money? Yeah. A lot more than someone who's a silent partner in a bowling alley.
Jesse asked about the lawyers, but Vinny balked.
Not crossing that line, Stone.
Jesse didn't push, but changed subjects. Precious Pawn and Loan. You know them?
Vinny laughed. I heard of them.
Next time I go see them, can I use your name?
Sure. I think they probably heard of me, too.
No doubt. What do I owe you?
Any intel you get on that drug franchise, Vinny said. I don't want them to get any ideas that they should expand into other areas.
Deal.
Jesse shook Vinny's hand.
How's things with your boy?
Now it was Jesse's turn to laugh.
He's in the next class at the State Police Academy. Jeez, like father like son. I hope he's not as good a cop. I'd hate to have to deal with the both of you.
Vinny stood, finishing his drink in a single swallow.
Watch yourself with these drug guys, Jesse. They don't fuck around.
When Jesse headed back to Paradise, a white cargo van followed.